horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
In the office of a high government official in Washington, D.C., a committee sat to discuss an old man named Collins. Ephraim Collins.
He's quite wealthy and most unusual.
Unusual is the word. One finds few men like Ephraim Collins.
Mr. Secretary, I might add that he's been thoroughly investigated and found quite reliable.
And, Mr. Secretary, this report from the Army Engineer shows that his proposal is sound.
Gentlemen, I'm a new member of this committee. Before we go further, I would like to know just exactly what Ephraim Collins proposes.
I'll explain, Mr. Stanley. Collins is an old man living in Colorado. His son was killed while serving in the Army. Collins wants to perpetuate the boy's name. At the same time, he wants to show his gratitude to these United States that made it possible for him to accumulate his wealth.
Build a statue, I presume?
No, Mr. Stanley. Collins wants to spend his money for something that will benefit a community.
Interesting. Where is the community?
Colorado. A place near Twin Boulders called Barren Valley.
Army engineers report that the valley was at one time watered by streams from the Dusty Mountains. There is good soil, but it's arid.
Homesteaders took land there, built houses, and tried to plant crops. Their situation is desperate.
What does Collins want to do?
His son was an engineer. He'd worked out a plan to irrigate the valley. Let me read a portion of the old man's letter. If the place had water, it would be first rate. There's water available in the Dusty Mountains.
I know the Army engineers could turn water from the mountains into the valley. I've got the cash to pay for the job, and I'd like to do it in memory of my boy. I'd like to call the place John's Valley, if there ain't any objection. I sure hope you'll take up my proposition.
I think that explains it.
Well, let's accept.
I recommend it.
Now let's act at once. Ephraim Collins is an old man. We don't want to wait too long.
Mr. Secretary, I suggest you advise him by electric telegraph.
I am happy to advise you that the United States government accepts your generous offer And when completed, the area will be known as John's Valley.
Oh, Ephraim. Ephraim, the name of our boy will always live.
Think of it, Martha. Think of green, lush fields where the ground's all brown. That valley's got fine soil. It'll grow anything when there's water there.
I want to shout the news from the housetops.
No, no, honey. We mustn't tell a single soul. It's got to be kept a secret for a time.
Why?
I've got to buy some hillside land where the irrigation ditches will have to be dug. If the owners of that land know who's buying it and why, they'll boost the price.
Oh.
I'll talk to the lawyer. He can get the land for me.
Mr. Hawks?
Uh-huh.
Can you trust him?
Well, I reckon so. Sit still, honey. I'll see who it is. My sakes, speaking of angels...
Hello, Ephraim.
Mr. Hawks.
Come in. Come on in. We were just this minute speaking about you.
Yes. I came to congratulate you, Ephraim.
Congratulate me?
I happened to meet the telegraph operator. Oh. He told me about the message from Washington.
I hope he didn't tell too many about it. It's got to be kept quiet for the time being.
I warned him he won't tell anyone else.
You see, Mr. Hawks, I've got to buy up hillside land. I thought you could get it for me.
Hillside land?
I got a plan right here. My boy worked it all out.
Well...
A long time ago, Barren Valley was watered by streams from the hill. Then they dried up. That means the ground is good, but needs water to make it first rate for growing land.
I see.
Irrigation ditches have to be dug in the hill. That's why I've got to buy the land.
This is a big thing you're doing, Ephraim. A mighty big thing.
The valley will be named for our boy.
Oh, fine, fine indeed. But as you say, Ephraim, you'll have to be very quiet about the whole thing.
Yes, sirree.
If people know you want the hillside land, they'll boost the price sky high.
I just told Martha that very thing, didn't I, honey?
Yes, you did, Ephraim.
Well, I'd better go along. The sooner I get started, the better.
A short time later, Hawks, the lawyer, had two men in his office across the road from the telegraph office. One was a newcomer to town. The other was the telegrapher.
I came over as soon as I could, Mr. Hawks.
Thanks, Jim. Shake hands with Sid Sansone.
How do you do, Mr. Sansone?
So you run the telegraph, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now I'll tell you both why you're here. Sid, you've always been ready for a good thing where you could make a big score.
Yes, I'm always interested, Hawks.
Jim is going to be in with us. Jim, the three of us are going to make a pile of cash.
How's that, Mr. Hawks?
We're going to buy up all of Barren Valley.
Well, that's the land that Collins plans to irrigate.
That's right.
Tell me more.
Well, Collins is putting up the money. Army engineers will do the work. Water from the Dusty Mountains is to be ditched through Barren Valley. Mm. When watered, the valley will make mighty valuable land.
Yes, it will.
The people who live there now don't know what a good thing they've got. They'd sell their holdings for practically nothing to get a grubstake to move on to better homesteads.
And that's where I come in, huh?
You buy the land.
With what?
I'll put up half the cash, you put up the other half. We let Jim in for a share because he's got to keep his mouth shut. Jim, you haven't told anyone but me about that wire, have you?
No, I haven't.
Good.
Mr. Hawks, maybe I shouldn't have told you about it.
It doesn't matter. Collins told me anyway. He wants me to buy some hillside land for the irrigation ditches.
But it seems to me his scheme was to make the valley fertile for the homesteaders that live there.
Well...
But if you buy up that land...
Jim, I'm not asking your opinion. You'll have just one thing to do. Keep your mouth shut.
Well, I don't like your scheme.
What's wrong with it? Those homesteaders would be tickled to get a little cash for the land. I'll pay them a fair price.
It won't be anything close to what you'll sell the land for after it's watered. I bet Ephraim Collins wouldn't go through with these plans if you did that. Count me out.
But you certainly will go in with us if Collins doesn't object.
Oh, sure. That'd be different.
Well, then go and ask him. Sid, will you show him where he is?
I know where he lives.
Oh, but you wouldn't find him at home. He's out in Barren Valley. Take my horses, Sid.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know the way.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto, coming from a camp in the Dusty Mountains, rode through Barren Valley. They saw the pathetic efforts of the homesteaders. poor shack surrounded by sun-baked ground and heat-blasted crops that withered before they'd half-grown. Then they saw buzzards circling low. A moment later, they saw a man's form sprawled on the ground.
Oh, who's there? Who's there? Oh,
fella.
Oh,
fella.
Fella dead.
Make sure, Toto.
Bullet kill him plenty sudden.
Is that his silver? Something familiar about him. I've seen him somewhere.
Oh, me know him. Him work in telegraph office in Twin Boulder.
That's it. Toto, why would anyone want to murder him? Could it be to rob him?
Well, him got nothing to steal.
Can you find any tracks?
Ground too hard. Not show tracks.
Man hasn't been dead long.
That right?
We better take him into Twin Boulders.
Put him on scout. Me look ground over first. Make sure there's no sign.
Maybe someone wanted to get control of the telegraph office. I wonder if... Hello.
What matter?
I'll meet you in town. I want to get there in a hurry. When you've looked the ground over, bring the dead man in.
You go ahead. Me bring him in.
Steady, Silver. I'll see you later. Come on, Silver.
It was after dark when Sansone rejoined Hawks in his office. The lawyer heard the murderer's report and nodded coldly.
Very good. Now, Sid, we have one job left. A new operator will find a copy of that telegram in the file of the telegraph company. Go across the street and take that copy from the file.
Just a minute, Hawks. I'm in this pretty deep.
Well?
Well, it's time you stuck your own high-polished boot in a little slime.
What do you mean?
I'll get that message from the file, but you'll go with me.
It isn't a two-man job.
No, maybe not, but two men are going to do it. Come on.
Yeah, very well. Come.
Better lock your office.
I always do. Not many people around. It's a little early in the evening. I don't see why you insisted on company, Sid.
Well, just in case the law comes close. You'll be more interested in saving my neck if you're involved, too.
I don't think the office will be locked.
I hope not.
If it is, we can try the back door. You have your gun with you, haven't you?
Yes.
Here we are. I'll try the door. Go ahead.
I'll strike a match so we can see what we're doing. Hey, what is that, Dooley?
The back room. That's where Jim kept his file. If we don't find a copy of the Collins telegram on desk here, we'll look in the file. But...
Hey, Hawks, someone's in there. He slammed the door.
He had us. You've got a gun? Go and get him.
Come on, Silver!
He's riding away.
Yes, look out this window. There he is. White horse. Shoot him. Shoot through the window.
Missed.
Sid, he must have heard us. Did you get a look at him?
Only to see you rode a white horse. We got to get out of here, Hawks. Those shots will bring people.
I know it.
Wait, they're coming already. There they come. They'll see us if we try to leave.
All right, leave it to me. Tell them we saw someone here and came to investigate. We can blame Jim's murder on the rider of that white horse.
Hawks, they've got a prisoner. The sheriff has an Indian in tow. They aren't coming to see about those shots.
Now, wait. Hey, Sheriff.
Hello, Hawks.
There was someone around this office.
Hold it till later. I want to get this Redson in jail.
What did he do?
Some homesteaders brought him in. They caught him in Barren Valley with poor Jim. Looks like he killed Jim.
You mean he murdered the telegraph operator?
It appears so. He was found trying to load the corpse on his paint horse. I'll see you by and by. Get along there, Redskin.
Hawks, that puts us in the clear.
We'll make sure it does by seeing to it that the Indian hangs.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. For several hours after the Lone Ranger's escape, Hucks and Sansone stood at the bar in the cafe.
Hucks, everyone here thinks the Indian's a killer. That puts us in the clear.
Boys! Boys, I need a posse!
Hey, what's the matter with Sheriff?
Boys, it's a jailbreak!
Who got away?
Who got it? The redskin got away.
The one that killed the telegrapher?
Yes.
Well, how could he?
Masked man roped the guard and got his keys. He let the redskin out and rode away with him.
Did the guard say he rode a white horse?
Yes.
It was a man I fired at. You remember, Hawk?
Yes.
Boys, a man like Jim can't get killed around here without someone hanging for his murder. I want a posse to scour this part of the country. Who'll volunteer?
Rain up, Tonto. This is far enough. Hold Silver,
cowboy. Easy, hold.
Easy, boy.
Huh? No one near us.
There'll be a posse looking for us as soon as it can be organized.
We hide in mountains?
We won't need to. The ground's too hard to show tracks. Besides, Tonto, there's too much to do.
What we do?
Well, two men came into the telegraph office. I heard them speaking. They were looking for a copy of a message to Ephraim Collins.
Oh.
I got the message. Now I'm going to pose as an official from Washington and call on him. I want more tales. Meanwhile, you'll have to evade the posse and watch what happens in Barren Valley.
Tonto do that. And where may meet you?
We'll meet each night in our last camp in Dusty Mountains.
Me see you there. Get him up to scout.
Come on, Silver.
The following day, a stranger appeared in town and called on Ephraim Collins. He called again the following day, and there were several subsequent conferences. Meanwhile, the manhunt for Tonto was abandoned. This suited Hawks and Sansone.
Everyone's convinced that the Indian and his partner killed Jim. If they stay away from here, we'll have nothing to worry about, Sid.
They'll stay away. They know they'll hang if they're found.
I was just about to close up office when you came. Is there anything else?
Oh, I guess not. I turned all the claims of land over to you.
Yes. I'll just hold the papers until Collins gets the place all irrigated. You told all those people to stay where they were for the next few weeks, didn't you?
I paid them extra money to do so. And got East to promise he wouldn't say a word about selling his land.
Poor fools were willing to do nearly anything for cash money, weren't they?
Yeah. I made sure they'd stay on their land by promising to go back next week with more cash and some grub.
Come in.
Hey, Mr. Hawks. Ephraim Collins sent me for you. He wants to see you right away.
All right, thank you.
Hey, what's he want?
He probably wants to know if I've secured that hillside land for him so he can go ahead with his project. I'll go and see him.
After a long talk with the Lone Ranger disguised as a special agent from Washington, Ephraim Collins paced the floor of his home while he waited the arrival of Hawks, the attorney.
The double-crossing, selfish, lab-sided coyote!
Ephraim, you mustn't talk so.
To think Hawks would double-cross me that way.
Maybe the agent is mistaken.
Oh, no, he ain't. There's a man that knows what he's talking about. He knew the true facts.
Ephraim, do you know just what to say and do when Hawks gets here?
You bet I do, Martha.
I think he's coming.
Oh, he is, huh? All right. I'm ready for him.
Remember what your plans are.
Yep.
Hawks is at the steps now. I'll go into the other part of the house. And good luck to you.
Gotta be calm now. Gotta be calm.
Well, good evening, Ephraim.
Oh. I'm glad you could get here, Hawks. Step in. Sit down.
Well, thank you. Yeah, fine evening.
Yep.
I've been intending to report to you, but I've been pretty busy, you know.
I expect you have, Hawks.
Will you have a cigar?
No, thanks. Don't care for them.
You don't mind if I have one?
Well, light up if you want. There's matches on the table.
Fine, thank you. I suppose you wanted to know how I was progressing in securing that hillside land you needed. Well, Ephraim, I'm glad to report that I have it for you. There, the title's all clear.
Oh, I hoped you hadn't bought it yet.
How's that?
Well, you see, Hawks, I've had to change my plans.
What do you mean?
Maybe it was a crazy idea in the first place. The special agent from the East showed me where a lot of things wasn't like I thought they was. I'll take this hillside land you bought there.
How have you changed your plans?
Well, you might say I dropped them.
You're not going to irrigate Barren Valley?
Well, can't see as it would work out like I wanted, so there ain't no use going ahead.
Oh.
What's the matter? That cigar you're smoking too strong for you?
Yes, I guess it is.
Well, thanks for doing what you did, Hawks. Let me have your bill for services, and I'll pay it. You better get out in the air. You look plumb peaked.
Yes, bad cigar.
Evening, Hawks.
Goodbye.
Stunned by Ephraim's announcement, Hawks returned to his office where Sansone waited.
Hey, you look as if you'd heard bad news. What's the matter, Hawks?
That old fool, he's changed his mind. He's not going to irrigate the valley.
What?
We're stuck with all that land. We've got to do something to do it quick.
Well, why'd he change his mind?
I don't know. I guess that special agent from the East had something to do with it.
Yeah, he was here a minute ago.
Yeah.
Well, across the road in the telegraph office.
He was. Did he send a message?
Well, I suppose so. I saw him talking to the new operator.
Come on, we're going over there.
For what?
Maybe we can find out what the plans are.
Do you know the new telegraph man?
We've met. He knows who I am.
But will he show you the message the agent left?
Leave that to me. Yes, leave it to me. Hello, Martin.
Oh, evening, Mr. Hawks.
Say, I hope you haven't sent that message yet.
What message?
The one pertaining to Barren Valley.
Barren Valley?
Oh, you know it. Perhaps I should say the one concerning Ephraim Cullen's plan.
Oh, you know about that?
Of course. I'm Ephraim's lawyer, you know. I wanted to catch you before you sent the message and possibly make a change in it.
Well, it ain't been put on the line yet. It's right there.
Oh, fine. Just check it.
Or I don't know if it'd be right to let you make any change.
Oh, never mind. It's all right, isn't it? Thank you, Martin.
Oh, that's all right.
Come on, Sid.
Anything else can do for you, Mr. Hawks?
No, thank you, Martin.
I'll drop in again.
He will. Sid, got to move fast. It's a good thing I saw that message.
What'd it say?
Collins is going to irrigate West Valley instead of Barren Valley. We got to buy up the land over there.
Oh, this is a fine how-do-you-do. All our cash is spent.
All right. And we've got to get back as much as we can of it. We'll both go through Barren Valley first thing in the morning. Sell that land back to the homesteaders.
But they won't take it.
Tell them Collins is going to irrigate it. Tell them anything. But get back what cash we can.
The following morning found both Hawks and his pal in Barren Valley calling on one after another the pioneers. Each told anything that would convince the settlers that he should return the cash and keep his land. By sunset, the two schemers returned to Twin Boulders. They didn't know that the Lone Ranger and Tonto had watched the day's activities.
Now, Tonto, we'll put our plan into operation. First, we'll make sure Ephraim Collins knows his part, and we'll call on the sheriff.
Well, maybe sheriff throw us in jail for murder.
I think he'll listen to us.
What if scheme not work?
Then we'll have to try something else. But if Ephraim does his part, I think the scheme will work.
Come on, Silver. Get him on this count.
Sansone was in Hawk's office going over the plans for the following day.
We'll set out at sunrise. That will get us to the West Valley around noon. We'll stay there until we have all that land we can buy. Then all we have to do is wait for cut.
Who would that be?
I don't know. Put those papers in the drawer while I find out.
Hi, Hawks.
Well, Ephraim Collins, what brings you here?
Mind if I step inside?
No. Come in.
Yeah. Say, do you mind opening the window? It's a mite close.
Well, if you want it open, is anything wrong?
Nope, not by a darn sight. How are you, Sansone?
Me? I'm all right.
How'd you like Twin Boulders in the time you've been here?
It's all right.
Is the window open in that?
It's a heap better, thanks, Hawks. Cigar smoke always makes room a little stifling.
You didn't come here to tell me that, did you?
Nope.
Will you sit down?
No, Hawks. I just come here to have a good, hard laugh at a double-dealing skinflint that I was fooled to trust.
What?
Meaning you. Did you know that engineers are starting first thing in the morning? They're going to irrigate Barren Valley?
Barren Valley?
Sure, just like I planned in the first place. I had to hold them up until the land was sold back to the people I intended to benefit.
But you said that.
Your face is something to see, you polecat. You snuck a look at a message my friend fixed in the telegraph office and sold out. You thought I was to irrigate West Valley.
Do you mean to say
the only reason that message was put there was for you to see it. It was never sent. As soon as you saw it, you sold out.
Hell, look here, Collins. How did you know what I was doing?
Why, you blame fool. Every move you made was watched. I had reports on you from the start. From the time you murdered the telegraph man.
From the time I murdered?
Well, I guess that's all. Sansone, you stop around tomorrow and I'll pay you for your help.
What's that?
You, Sid. You're the one.
No, wait a minute.
You're the one who took me to the telegraph office to see the message about the West Valley.
But I don't know.
You're going to trust me all the time. But you can't pin Jim's murder on me. You did that.
Shut up, you blabbermouth fool.
I reckon you'll hang for the murder, Hawks. Sansone is
like a... I will. I was in my office at the time of that murder. Sid did it alone.
Will you shut up?
All right, we got him.
Come right in, Sheriff. Did you hear it?
You confounded old...
That'll do, Hawks.
Here's the one who killed Jim. I'll give you the proof.
I reckon we'll hold both of you.
Hawks, that old galoot tricked you into that. Why, you addle brain.
Shut up. Save your talk for the judge. Well, now, Ephraim, I guess those engineers can start at dawn.
You bet they can. And the finest, greenest place in the whole state will be John's Valley, named for my son.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.